Irene saw that she must put each thing where it belonged. A dust cloth was slapping her in the face. Taking it in her hands, she dusted the table. Then she folded the cloth and put it away. "Thank you, mistress," said the duster and the table. So two more things were taken care of. Now Irene set to work very hard, and as each task was finished, she heard the words, "Thank you, mistress." She kept on until the house was as clean as it had been when she came into it. "Oh dear," said Irene, "I don't want another evening like this as long as I live." "Then don't have one, Irene," ticked the clock. "Do each piece of work as it comes, and then you won't have so much trouble." The next morning the warm sunlight came in through an open window and woke Irene. "Oh," she said to herself in a lazy voice, "I think I will sleep just another half hour." "Tick-tock, tick-tock, mistress, get up," sang the clock from downstairs. Then Irene remembered all that had happened the day before. "I don't want another day like that," she said to herself. So she jumped out of bed and dressed herself. After that, she opened the windows wide and threw back the bedclothes. Then she went downstairs and set to work. When the fairy godmother came back, the cottage was as clean as could be. "Ah," cried the fairy, "this is the way it should be. How have you done it, Irene?" "Oh, dear godmother, I did just one thing at a time," answered the happy little girl.